Welcome to the She Blows It podcast. I'm your host, Carla, and here we are on episode number 6, To Love Thyself. Now, this episode will highlight how we didn't understand the value of loving ourselves outside of testing, homework, and discipline, more specifically in high school. It was reiterated time and time again before testing that we needed a good night's rest and we needed to eat breakfast before testing. But on the flip side, those AP and IB classes require so much homework that the average student isn't getting sleep, or at least during my time in school, sleep was for the wicked. And the only time that that was consolidated was during testing. And during those weeks, there was no homework, of course, because the only focus was taking care of yourself to prepare for a test. So the real question is, what does loving yourself look like amidst the hustle and bustle of working, including your side hustles, parenting, and taking care of your household? What does that look like? But before we break it down, be sure to check out the latest activity on this podcast on Instagram at SheBlowsIt_pod. And most importantly, subscribe to this podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and wherever podcasts are available. Also, a big also, I want you to hear me talk some other ish. So be sure to check out the Grown Man Logic podcast, where I co-host with host Dewan and my other fellow co-host Eric and Kendra. We go live every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That podcast is also available on Anchor, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are available. That's the Grown Man Logic podcast. And you can catch all that action on the She Blows It podcast page on Instagram. So be sure to follow the Grown Man Logic Instagram page at Grown Man Logic, just how you spell it. So now let's get into it. Let's talk about how just because we take care of ourselves doesn't mean we love ourselves. Taking care of ourselves and making sure that we have our essentials plus some, that just isn't enough. Why? You guys know that this is my favorite question. We can look our best on the outside and we can be completely rotten on the inside. Why? Because we fail to look deep within ourselves, to become one with ourselves, and to know ourselves. How can we possibly love ourselves if we don't know ourselves? Like, that's a fact. And that's proven by celebrities all the time. Just to give you some examples, Dwayne Johnson, aka The Rock, he struggled with depression in his 20s, which was something he opened up about on Oprah's masterclass. So he struggled with self-love. He struggled with self-esteem. Kid Cudi, he struggled with depression and suicidal urges. He struggled with loving himself. He struggled with low self-esteem. When we talk about DMX, DMX struggled with bipolar disorder and addiction. And he stated that he didn't know the difference between Earl and DMX. That was deep because, in my opinion, there's nothing obtuse about that principle. Because if he can't tell the difference between his stage personality and who he really is, as far as being Earl Simmons, then that means that he's just authentically being himself, you know? He dealt with his demons, and he dealt with a lot of demons that some of us could not even fathom. But his form of self-care was praying to God every day. He was famously known for praying before his shows. And not only did he do that, he was looking internally and keeping it real, but he also touched so many people's lives across the globe just by him praying, which makes me think of that Kendrick Lamar song, Feel. That song is on the Damn album, which was a dope album, by the way. So I broke down a few categories in which self-care would look different. So self-care will obviously look different for single moms. It will look different for the workaholic. It would look different for working parents with children or a child. And it would look different for just children and adults. So if we start out with the single moms, right? So I know a few single moms, and it seems like the only form of self-care that they get is basically late at night after their kids go to sleep. Single moms most likely only take care of themselves through sleep. But I know one specifically who I can call at any time, and she'll pick up the phone anytime, 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. So not only that, kids are expensive. So there are many single moms who can't exercise the level of self-care that they need due to financial responsibilities, which impact their self-love, because if you don't have access to certain resources to get you those things that bring you joy, then it hinders your ability to, you know, add that extra oomph to your self-love. So all those luxurious spa days, manicures, and hairdos go out of the window for some, but that doesn't mean there isn't a way. If you're a single mom listening to the show right now, you better go get you a $3 facial mask from Walmart, some candles, some good Nivea chapstick, some good water, and do something you enjoy at home. And this perspective sheds light on the fact that you don't even really need to go all out for self-care. It's just the little simple things that make you happy the most matter. And when you are happy and you're feeling yourself, you're loving yourself, you're loving on yourself. Let's talk about the workaholic. I know a lot of workaholics, and being a workaholic is absolutely not a bad thing. That's all good. But being obsessed with your work takes up a lot of energy. You really don't focus on anything outside of that. And especially if you're an entrepreneur, hustling and getting it out there for yourself. Like, although I have my reservations about retiring from someone else's hustle, if that's the path people choose, then who am I to convince them otherwise? If that is what helps them validate themselves and love themselves, then how can any of us say, you know, judge them for wanting a career under someone else's umbrella? All I know is most workaholics appreciate sleep, rest, and shopping more than anything. I mean, you work hard, but you also play hard. However, some would prefer not to do anything to aid in self-care, and that's their self-care, doing nothing. But once again, who are we to say that that's wrong? Now, it's a little different with the working parents who live together with children. In a household where there are two parents and a child, oftentimes there's more liberties in terms of self-love and self-care. If two people are working as a unit, mom can go do whatever she needs to do, dad can do whatever he needs to do. And then when the children start to see you taking care of yourself, they're more inclined to do the same. They're more inclined to love themselves. These examples I give are not limited to those opinions. It's not limited to those options, but an example of how we can care and love ourselves. So, you know, if that means taking a long soak in the bath, going out for a while, going for a ride, or enjoying a glass of wine and a good read, whatever works for you. So many children have no idea what self-care is because they didn't see it from their parents. so they don't understand what self-love is, what self-care is. And this goes way beyond the surface of what you do, but it's also about how you feel about yourself and what's on the inside. The same way love is an action and an emotion between two people, it's also an action and an emotion within yourself. So that includes respect for yourself, gratitude for your purpose, gratitude for those around you, and knowing how and when to articulate your boundaries to other people. See, in school, we were told to turn the other cheek, stay quiet and tell the teacher if someone disrespects you or if someone puts their hands on you, etc., right? But in the real world, there's no referee telling you how to control your emotions. So honestly, that's not fair, because turning the other cheek and not articulating yourself to a bully or someone who's confrontational does not allow for exposure on how to respond as an adult. And that can go one or two ways. One, that child will turn into a doormat as an adult. Two, that child will snap on everyone as an adult. And eventually, one turns into two, and that's why people catch cases. Where's the real guidance there? So just to give you guys a recap, because this episode is going to be nice and short and sweet and to the point. On Monday's episode, we talked about assets and liabilities. We talked about how the people in your life are assets and liabilities. Energy assets or liabilities. And in this case, when it comes to self-care and self-love, those both can also fall under those categories, because the energy you put into yourself is the energy you'll expel and have reciprocated to you. Maybe not all the time, but it will be. Are you tired of feeling a sense of negative energy around you? Perhaps you'd like to manifest abundance daily, or you want a smoke cleansing your vibe? If that's what you're about, head over to Liberated. Let me tell you a little bit more about Liberated. Liberated was founded in 2017 by yours truly, yogi, podcaster, and mom, Carla Coley, through a journey of self-exploration beyond the realms of hell. A disease of perfection inspired Carla to rebel against everything she was taught to believe about religion, socialization, and understanding. With that epiphany, Liberated was born. And it was born from a mind infused with questions on establishing a life beyond a social construct. Amidst the chaos in the world, Liberated provides peace of mind through metaphysical aspects of sage and incense. The benefits of yoga is not only art, but a self-soothing mechanism. As a fashion statement through swanky-looking yet inexpensive t-shirts and knickknacks. And a source of information through blogs on methods to keep your work in progress state of mind clear, conscious, and elevated to higher vibrations. This concoction is what makes us liberated. And this concoction is Liberated. Head over to www.liberated.com. That's www.liberated.com. It's spelled LIB, the number 3, the letter R, the number 8, ED.com. That's www.liberated.com. For more information, click the link in the description box. Yes, guys, I know it's difficult to spell, but hey, we liberated. So let's consider the following. Let's ask ourselves, are we giving ourselves the bare minimum? Is there potential to do better, to achieve the most? I would recommend get yourself an accountability partner. Get yourself a dope-ass friend. Next, are we digging deep within our hearts and minds to figure out ourselves so we can embrace that person and love that person? Look in the mirror even when it's ugly and face yourself. Embrace that shit and love it. Making changes along the way will only make that embrace 100% worth it. The next question to consider is, are we allowing our circumstances to hinder us? Because they don't always have to. There's always a solution or a loophole. And that's if you really want to get some shit done.
If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
For the record, I just want to touch on something. I want to talk about self-love and self-care. So the differences between them, although they are very similar, the differences are one is more internal, which is self-love, and self-care is more external, material things, right? But just because you love yourself does not mean that you don't have or face challenges with yourself. That doesn't mean that at certain points you don't doubt yourself. That doesn't mean that at certain points you don't feel insecure. That doesn't mean that at certain points you don't feel some type of way. We see influencers on the internet all the time, and they talk about positivity. They try to tell you what to do. They try to tell you how you should handle this situation or what you should do with that. And that's great. That's great information. But everyone's experience is completely different. And to be quite honest, and I know you guys can all agree with me on this, is that nobody is fucking chipper and happy every single day. It's just not like that. Some people are in a mood all the time. Some people are typically happy but have bad days. So even though you love yourself, that doesn't mean you're gonna be perfect. That doesn't mean that life is gonna be peaches and cream. That just means that you have like internal awareness, you know yourself. But that idea that self-love means that you're liberated from all, you know, negative energy, all negative emotion, all negative thought, like, no. Those things still happen, although you love yourself. So I want to thank everyone for taking the opportunity to tune into this episode, to love thyself. We are on episode number 6. Y'all, I am so tired. I've had a long day. And yeah, so we're on episode number 6 to Love Thyself, season 6, what we didn't learn in school. And we did not learn about how to handle our emotions and how to handle life situations in school. We didn't learn how to actually dig deep and know who we are and love ourselves. What's interesting is that as I speak about this, I think about myself in school when I was in, like, elementary school, middle school, and high school. And then now I see my son is in school, and I see so much how the dynamic has changed. Because when I was in elementary school, they didn't teach us mindful meditation and yoga. But now third graders are doing mindfulness and meditation every morning. And I think that that is so dope. So shout out to all the educators. Shout out to Broward County School System. Shout out to all the students staying up late nights to get homework done, studying for these exams and standardized testing. Shout out to everyone listening to this podcast right now. I hope that you guys took something away from this episode. I hope that you guys got a different perspective. And I hope that you guys will look more into what self-care and what self-love looks like for you. Again, you can find this podcast on Instagram as SheBlowsIt_pod. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast. This podcast is available where all podcasts are available. And I will talk to you guys on Monday. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.